Genesis chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you will be upon every beast of the earth, and upon every bird of the air, upon all that move upon the earth, and upon all the fish of the sea, into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives will be food for you. I have given you all things even as I previously gave the green herbs. But flesh with its life, soul in it, which is its blood, you must not eat. And surely your blood of your lives I will require. At the hand of every beast I will require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood will be shed, because God made man in his image. And you, be fruitful, and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply in it. And God spoke to Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, And look, I establish my covenant with you, and with your descendants after you, and with every living creature's soul that is with you, of the birds, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither will all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood, neither will there be a flood any more to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature's soul that is with you, for all generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it will come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow will be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature soul of all flesh, and the waters will no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the rainbow will be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature soul of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the token of the covenant, which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth. And the sons of Noah, who went forth from the ark, were Shem, and Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and by them the whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a gardener, and he planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine and became drunk, and he was uncovered inside of his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers outside. And Shem and Japheth took a robe, and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done to him. And he said, Cursed is Canaan. A servant of servants he will be to his brothers. And he said, Blessed is the Lord Jehovah God of Shem, and Canaan will be his servant. God will enlarge Japheth, and he will live in the tents of Shem, and Canaan will be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died, 2006 AH 2036 BC.